Farm Country 102.3, this is Kia Windsor. Remedy Drive has been making music with a message for nearly two decades, combining powerful rock anthems with a heart for justice. Frontman David Zoc has not only toured the world with the band, but has also used his platform to fight human trafficking through the Exodus Road, an organization he's personally worked with undercover overseas, and also with Daylight United, Remedy Drive's own counter-human trafficking initiative. David will bring his solo acoustic show to the Alito Opera House on Sunday, November 16th, and he joins me today to talk about the music, the mission, and what fans can expect when he comes to town. David, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you.
Now, for those who might not be familiar, how did Remedy Drive get started, and how did the band's sound evolve into what it is today?
We started in high school, me and my brothers. Played a bunch of shows while we were in college at the University of Nebraska. And then people started inviting us to play out. So none of us used our degrees. We ended up just touring in the early 2000s. How the sound evolved, I guess we started listening. I love it that 90s music is made a comeback lately. Did start in the 90s. But I started listening to, you know, in the early 2000s, bands like Killers and Coldplay came out, and some of our jam band roots got straightened out into more straightforward rock and roll around that time.
You've been really open about your work in the fight against human trafficking. How has that shaped your songwriting, and how has that experience changed your perspective on life and music?
We started combating human trafficking with that particular organization like 12 years ago. And we've worked with a lot of organizations since, where we actually recently started Daylight United, our band's own initiative to better steward how funds from our community gets used to combat frontline work. And so I've been on a lot of undercover operations with a bunch of organizations and with Daylight United, spying on criminal networks that are selling underage kids. And that looks different in different scenarios, but sometimes it's in alleys, sometimes it's meeting traffickers for a meal to try to get into their network under the pretense of somebody that wants to do business with them.
Wow.
And that sorrow has informed our songs, but also the hope of the fact that there's people alive today, and I'm friends with dozens of them, that put their lives at risk all the time for the freedom of somebody else's kid.
Wow, that is just so special and important, and we could have a whole separate interview just on that topic, but I guess Kind of piggybacking on that, are there any songs that have either taken on new meaning for you, especially as your activism and life experience have evolved?
Of our songs, because the last 10 years, we wrote three concept records, a trilogy specifically aimed at raising awareness for the modern day movement against human trafficking. But there's a song called Brighter Than Apathy that I wrote probably 8 years ago, but it's the idea that our seemingly insignificant contributions matter. And that's something I kind of believed in at the time, and even more so now. The only way that we're able to push back this great evil in any darkness, I believe, is through audacious actions from ordinary people with the belief that that it matters somehow in the grand scheme of things, even though it feels like holding a water pistol up against a forest fire.
When you sit down to write now, what inspires you the most?
Our most recent album, it was right around the time my boy was leaving for college, so there's a lot of that feeling you get when there's something you put 18 years into and then seeing that page turn. I look for beauty. I look for hope. Anything that's kind of hopeful, whether it's in real life or in a movie or in a poem, that's what I take a lot of inspiration from.
And now you'll be performing a solo acoustic show at the Alito Opera House on November 16th. What can we expect from this kind of intimate set?
I will play some of these songs. And then because it's intimate, I'll be able to talk between songs about maybe some of the operations I've been part of that have been successful, some of the raids. I can go into more detail, since the boys aren't waiting for me between songs, they always get irritated when I when I talk too long. But at the same time, like, I'll play some hopeful songs, tell some hopeful stories, and that's how I think it'll go.
Have you played many smaller towns and venues like the Aledo Opera House? And I guess, what do you enjoy about connecting with audiences at these kind of smaller venues?
I love it because, you know, I grew up in a bigger city in Nebraska, Omaha. But when we played early on, most of our concerts were in neighboring small communities. And, you know, Bob Dylan said touring is like driving from nowhere to nowhere. But I kind of disagree. Like, I'll play a tiny town in Iowa, for instance. Like, Pella, Iowa feels like, it feels like Europe without the topography. And it's just beautiful and interesting. I love especially in, like, farming communities, going in where all the farmers are having coffee at, like, a gas station in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something cool about seeing America, real America, up close and personal.
Now, for those who are planning to come out to the Aledo Opera House, what do you hope they walk away feeling or thinking after the show?
Hopeful. And also empowered to play a small role in keeping the darkness at bay. Because, like, for me, it was music that brought me into this work that I'm doing. Music and film and storytelling and the examples of brave people. And so I'm just trying to push whatever that is, that spark, that light, that already isn't all of our souls, this longing to participate in somebody else's freedom. I hope that I can breathe a little bit of oxygen on that in my own heart at the Opera House, but also in anybody that's there. This permission to dream big about making a dent.
We can't wait to hear more about the important work that you've done and just to enjoy the music. So we're so excited for David Zock of Remedy Drive, who will perform a solo acoustic set at the Aledo Opera House on Sunday, November 16th. Thank you so much again, David.
Thank you.
And you can learn more about the show and grab your tickets at AledoOperaHouse.com.